Is this frequency open? Is this frequency open? CQ, 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 WX0, MIK, Whiskey X-Ray 0, Mike India Kilo. CQ, 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 WX0, MIK.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Dog Days of Podcasting, where we talk about ham radio and all sorts of fun things like that. I am WX0MIK, and my name is Mike Wills, Mike Wills Podcast. Very creative name, I know. So, we've been going through the ham radio guide, but that doesn't really give me opportunity to talk about some of the at least current events surrounding ham radio and amateur radio. This damn cough, I tell you, it's annoying to me too. So one thing that's going on, and keep in mind, this is going to be years down the road, so it's not something that's happening this year. But the ARRL in both the ARRL and FCC do want more and more amateur radio operators at higher classes. So they're trying to figure out ways to get people to probably at least get their general, you know, maybe even get them to move up to an amateur extra license. They want you to have these. Extra coughs today. So, with that, you know, it's how do you get people to do that? Well, the technician license, as I've kind of stated amongst some of the other areas, is that the technician license, really you're working off of repeaters mostly. Yeah, you can do some of the other things, but it's so, there's less, I'm assuming there's less of that kind of activity than even repeater type work is happening. So, I mean, there's value in having, quote, a big UHF VHF radio, similar to the Icon 7900, I think it is. There's value in that because there's a lot more stuff you can do with that. You can do CW, you can do more data mode type stuff. There's a lot of different things that you can do with that. I don't know how active it is because I don't have one myself to listen. But again, it's still very localized. And you're only talking maybe tops, depending upon exactly where you're sitting, 100 miles. Or on, if you're extremely lucky, you hit one of the, if you hit one of the special areas, you might be able to get thousands of miles, but those are few and far in between. I just realized I turned the wrong way. So, it becomes a challenge to get a person who only has a technician to upgrade because you have the, quote, dead repeaters most of the time, so they can't talk, and there's no way for them to really deep dive into really what's a majority of ham radio is about, and that's getting in the high frequencies, whatever. So the ARRL put in a proposal to give technicians more access to the HF, because let's face it, most people, if you don't have to learn Morse code, you're not going to do it. I'm on the edge whether I want to or not, but I know it's going to take time and it's going to take a lot of learning, and I don't have the bandwidth for that right now. So, and I have a feeling most technicians very much the same way. They're like, oh, well, no one talks anyway, so why the hell should I get my next level up and do more work in order to not listen to anybody? So what they're proposing is, and I don't know exactly which frequency range is, but they're proposing some other small segments of frequencies amongst the other bands, like 80, 40, 20, stuff like that, so that technicians can get on the high frequency, though limited, and so they can start to access this stuff. I think it's a great idea. Some people not so much, but you know, as a first time going through the book studying, I didn't give it a second thought. I just went through it and said, oh, this is really cool and really cool. But now that I'm going back, especially after getting my general license, I'm like, well, but a tech can't really do anything with that. Why are they covering that? Or, you know, things like that is like, why do they need to know what a dipole antenna is? They really don't have a practical use for it in most cases. So forgive me if I don't make sense here at this point, because I had to make a quick stop. So I believe we're talking about how things are changing. And so if you're tempted to, but if you start reading all these articles about frequencies dead, blah, 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 do know in a few years you have other opportunities, or better yet, take the route I did and just start studying for the general right away too, and take both at the same time. Sorry, phone call on top of it apparently, and not even an important one. I would honestly suggest trying to get your general right away as well, because one, it really opens up things, and I was a little worried I would get, I don't want to call it contradicting information, but information that would cause confusion between the two tests. I was like, well, I'll just start it anyway, just see what happens. And as I started going through it, in many cases, it actually enhanced the information and expanded upon it to where I had a little better understanding of it. So what I personally did to take the test, and that was the other part I was starting to go with, is, this is going to be another long one. Sorry. So if you go to take the test, for $15, you can take both of them. And you get a lot more bang for your buck in the long run. I mean, yeah, you can do like I did. Start with a small handheld radio or even a car radio. I will try and talk more about that towards the end of the month. But then you can also, you know, if you can afford it, you can buy a big, I always call it a big radio or the H. And then you can actually start getting on the big airwaves, if you want to call it that. But either way, things are dynamic within this. You know, one time you had to learn Morse code, now you don't. They're trying to make it easier to get more and more people on it. In some cases, you got the bitter old, I don't want to say bitter old man per se, but the bitter old people or the old school people who had to actually take Morse code proficiency tests and everything. And now some people are saying it's even hotter than ever Morse code, because now it's not a requirement. Now they can learn on their own time. And so I don't know about that, but you know, it's so much easier to talk, and there's so much other ways you can communicate with people these days where you don't have to know Morse code. And the other controversy surrounding ham radio right now And I have yet to get enough to know one way or the other for sure. But there's all these, well, they call them the Chinese radios ultimately, but it's really mostly the Bofeng radios that, and the Bofeng subsidiary brands, if you don't call it that. There's a whole, most of these Chinese radios kind of fall under a couple different brands. Well, they weren't necessarily specifically programmed for amateur radio. They were programmed for multiple different things. And so it was, you know, if in the eyes of the Chinese, it's up to the person using the radio to program it based on what is allowed or needed for that particular radio. But in amateur radio, we have rules, we have air bands, but we have freedom to jump around, and we are technically allowed to create our own radio from scratch. You can create a radio as long as it hits one of the amateur bands, it's a legal radio. So the controversy has been that FCC has put out a statement saying that these radios are illegal to be used because they can transmit on non-allowed bands. On the other hand, hams are allowed to do that. So the controversy is, are they illegal or are they not? Are they, should they be used or should they not? And the general consensus is it's a good radio, or it's a decent radio. It gets people into amateur radio. You know, as long as you're transmitting within your allowed spectrum, you are good. And then there's others who are, oh, no, these are absolutely illegal. They send out bad signals, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. There's almost like taking sides right now on those. But you can still buy them. They're far as I can tell, they're not illegal to purchase yet. Because you can go on Amazon and buy, there's hundreds for sale. I think many of them have been updated to limit those frequencies through software. But then I've also seen other radios that are designed for one thing or another, and then you can send an unlock code to unlock more bands. So I don't know what the right answer is, but I own two of them, and I'm only on the bands I'm allowed to transmit on. I do have set up GRMS, which is another licensed band. Don't have a license, so I'm not going to do it. But you know what? If shit hits the fan, I'm using any frequency I can, and that is allowed by law. If you can get a communication out, I think if you can justify I'm dying and I transmit out on 99.1 FM, one of the local radio stations here, it's okay. You're going to have to justify it, but it's technically okay because you can use any means necessary to communicate out at that, if it's life and death. That's also written in the book. I don't know if they said, you know, they necessarily say you can transmit on FM frequencies, FM radio frequencies, FM broadcast radio frequencies, but, you know, they say any means necessary. So that's another means necessary I have programmed in. Otherwise, I'm snooping to hear what other people are talking about. That's all I had. This is already super long, and I super apologize. But I wanted to get this out. These are more the newsy type things that are related to this. And depending upon how deep you get into it, is relevant or not. So, I will let you go, and I will talk to you later today. WX0MIK. The frequency is now clear.
The frequency is clear. WX0MIK 73.